challenge that Tom Brady in this Patriots offense presents is what?
Fast pace, a veteran quarterback, 18 years in, something like 18, 19. You know, he comfortable with their scheme. You know, comfortable with the play calling, and comfortable with being out there on the field. You know, that's what we really facing this week.
He's going on close to 300 pass attempts since his last pick against you guys. What makes him such a kind of a Rubik's Cube for you guys to figure out?
You know, he's the best in the league. You know, he's been doing this at a high level for a long time. You know, we're not the only team that he's been skinning up, you know, but we're ready for the challenge this week. You know, we got a good scheme going. You know, we're ready to battle it out. You know, a lot is at stake right now. You know, we know what we got to do.
Man, I think the best way to beat Tom Brady is not having him on the field. I think if we're doing a good job of getting winning possession downs, offense is doing a good job maintaining the football, it can minimize a lot of risk for us.
I feel like you've got some effective guys yourself or TJ that would be good at, you know, helping to keep Gronkowski in check.
That's going to be a group effort. We got several guys that we're going to try to throw. It's going to be a full effort. You know, it's going to require coaches calling the right calls. It's going to be us executing everything they call to a T. There's no really one real answer.
Why is he such a matchup problem?
He's 6'7".
I mean, I know you got to mix stuff up, but at the same time, the corner like some of the choice, you know, one coverage, one sticker, is that something that you guys prefer? Does it simplify things, or it's just like, hey, I got to cover this guy in front of me?
And I think the biggest thing is just in the scheme of the game. You know, each game plan is not the same. You know, obviously you have, like I said, you have your fundamental base. You have what you need to do or what you rely on as a defense. But at the end of the day, it's gonna come down to just winning your matchups. And you know, the more wins that we have out there on defense and getting off the field and getting the ball back to our offense, you know, they just have better opportunities to put more points up on the board.
Do you guys treat this like a playoff game because of what's at stake, or do you just try to treat it like week 15?
Honestly, you just got to treat every game the same. You got to go out there and play as hard as you possibly can and execute on the plays. And I wish I could say that we get up more for different games, but I mean, maybe other players do. I don't.
Some guys have said that they did circle this game in the offseason. How did you
approach it? Oh, yeah, heck yeah. I mean, that's a game that you circle because they kicked our butts. I mean, that's just simple. We're not going to go out there and take Crip tonight and think that we're going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't work like that. We got to go out there and play hard every single snap.
Is that part of just being a veteran? You get that more even pulse. Do you have to?
Yeah, I think the more you play, the better you get with it. But I mean, hell, if you're not nervous going into every football game, then you're not a good player.